gentlemen, get ready. It's time for the Doug Dayton Show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doug Dayton Show. I'm so thrilled and excited that you decided to join me for today's broadcast. Hey, on Thursday, we were troubleshooting people's lives and answering a lot of tweets and comments, and we had a very interesting demographic of our listeners that came forward. There are many single people, young and old, actually, that were listening, and there were quite a few single parents that had some comments and questions about single parenting, and there were several young people that were inexperienced in relationships, as well as quite a few people who were in their mid-30s that were in relationships that were asking for us to troubleshoot their lives. There were some great tweets that popped up. Chuck Bass said, "Every relationship has its problems, but what makes it perfect is if you still want to be together when things go wrong." Sani said, "Girls be in a relationship like tweeting stuff like, I need a guy that will listen to my problems. Mama, drop him. If you're in a relationship with a guy that will not listen to you, that's probably sound advice." Saggy Mommy, S-A-G-G-I Mommy, says it's a good idea to be slow to commit, love the chase, and be capable of walking away from a relationship if the problems cannot be resolved. Yancy states, "In a relationship, even when y'all bad to the point of breaking up, don't tell the world. Relationship problems are between two." And that is a great piece of advice. And that actually leads us to what we're going to be talking about on Top 10 Tuesday. We're going to talk about the top 10 don'ts of breaking up with somebody. That's some great information for someone who is dating to keep in their back pocket in the event that you ever need to do that. So all this and more coming up today on the Doug Dayton Show. Stay tuned.
I look around and see my wonderful life, almost perfect from the outside. In picture frames I see my beautiful wife, always smiling, but on the inside, oh, I can hear her saying, "Lead me with strong hands, stand up when I can't, don't leave me hungry for love, chasing dreams."
Still the love of your life, I know we
That was Sanctus Real with Lead Me. Welcome back to the show. Hey, we're talking relationships today on the Doug Dayton Show. And since it is Top 10 Tuesday, we've got the top 10 don'ts of breaking up or ending your relationship. Number 10, do not be wishy-washy. Don't break up with someone on Monday or go back with them on Tuesday, then break up with them on Wednesday, then go back with them on Friday. All this does is develop a habit of not standing behind your decisions. Ladies, gentlemen, do not be someone's backup date for prom. If they don't have the guts to commit and they're flipping back and forth trying to decide whether or not they want to be in a relationship with you, help make that decision for them and end the relationship. Number 9, and I really wish that I didn't see this happen that often, but please do not tell someone one day that you don't want to be in a relationship and then show up the next day with your new boyfriend or your new girlfriend. That's just not classy. If you're going to break up with someone, get real with them. Number 8, don't tell them everything that they ever did wrong. If you're breaking up with somebody, don't try to wound them. Yes, you might want to tell them the things that led you to make this decision, but don't use it as an opportunity to go down a punch list of everything that this person ever did that you did not appreciate. Number 7, don't take cheap shots. Even if you don't break up on good terms, don't use that as an opportunity to drop pot shots at the person that you used to date. Number 6, this is a pet peeve of mine. Please do not tell your business to the whole wide world. A seed that you plant today may give you poison ivy tomorrow. Don't share your business with everybody in the universe. That is just a good practice, which leads me to number 5, which is don't spread rumors about the person after you break up with them. Number 4, don't leave them hanging. Let someone know that this is something that you've decided and they need to move on with their life. Don't leave someone grasping to the hope that this is just a phase and that you will soon come back to them. If you've made the decision to end the relationship, man up, woman up, and end it. Number 3, do not be intentionally mean or hurtful. You can communicate what needs to be said without trying to rip the other person to shreds. Even if your boyfriend or girlfriend is rude to you, turn the tables and show that you have some character and be nice to them. Number 2, this is such a good one. If you have to end a relationship, take this to heart. Do not communicate through a third person. This brings in someone that has absolutely nothing to do with your relationship in the first place. Plus, it shows your weakness. Be strong. Communicate directly with the person that you're ending the relationship with. And the number 1 don't of breaking up. Do not send a breakup note, whether it's lipstick on the mirror or a John Deere note. Dumb and Dumber reference. Please do not be like a 6th grader and pass a note down the aisle. Gather up your courage and put on your adult britches and go talk to them. Ladies, if a guy does not have the courage to come talk to you in person, he is not worth your time anyways. Here's Jeremy Camp with The Same Power.
I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that arose Jesus from the grave is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Today on the Doug Dayton Show, we're talking about dating and relationships. So as we've been talking about relationships today, we're about to present some information that is good, whether you're single or whether you're married, or even if you're a parent that has some teenagers running around your house, this is good stuff to take to heart. There are a lot of parents who tell their kids that they should not date, and I get that. In our home, our children are not allowed to date until they are the age of 16. And I do not encourage a person to date until they're emotionally immature enough to handle dating. The problem is that's not something that's exclusive to teenagers. I know a lot of 30-something and 40-something-year-old people that I would say have absolutely no business dating. If you are not comfortable with yourself, you will never be comfortable with another person. If you can't love yourself, then you can't love someone else. So if you're dating someone and you are honestly wondering whether or not you're mature enough to date, I have a couple of questions for you. When you're spending time with this person that you're dating, does it change your attitude about anything? Whether that's your parents, your children, your school, your job, your friends? Does it change your attitude about anything? Does it change your appetite? Do you get to the point where you can't eat if you're not around somebody, or you eat too much when you're around them? Does it steal your attention away from God? And perhaps the most poignant question that I could ask you is your relationship getting serious much too quickly? If it is, that is a huge red flag. And if I'm talking about you, just grind your teeth and listen. Maybe you know someone or you have seen this happen. They are madly in love with this person 1 week, and then they break up with them, and the next Monday they are with someone else. Tuesday they're talking about how madly in love they are with this person, and Wednesday their relationship blossoms. By Thursday they are convinced that they are the modern day Romeo and Juliet, and by Friday they cannot eat, sleep, or rest unless they talk to their honey bear Twinkle Poo. Saturday, they break up and they are devastated. How much more tragic is this when this happens in a relationship where there are children involved? I think that there are a lot of people that do not know how to set boundaries. For Christians, I would say how to set godly boundaries. I heard a pastor tell someone one time that dating was sinful, and that's stupid to me. I do not believe that dating is sinful. However, a lot of people sin as a result of poor dating. Something far better is available. Dating is a lifestyle that involves our attitudes and our values, and I encourage each one of you to re-examine these patterns. A lot of times, Christians and church folks do not use good judgment, and they just date anybody that shows an interest in them. A lot of times, they even date people that do not hold the same values as them, and that is a recipe for disaster. Furthermore, they put themselves in situations where they are alone with this person who wants much more than an emotional and spiritual connection. They want a physical connection. Now, you may be dating, and whether you're a parent that is considering this for a teenager that's dating, or whether you are an adult that has dated off and on for your entire adult life, you may think that you are the strongest Christian and that you will never get given, but self-control is not enough. If you put yourself in a position to compromise on a continual basis, sooner or later you will find that your self-control does not always help. Parents, if you have a teenager that's dating, it is a good idea to handle that relationship almost like it has a degree of radioactivity, and you have to limit the exposure that they have to one another. If you let your teenager continually be alone with somebody that does not hold the same values, let's be real, teenagers have hormones. Even if they do hold the same values as you, it is a good idea to limit the alone time that your teenager has spending with someone of the opposite sex. So you must come to a point in your life where you establish guidelines that keep you from falling into situations of compromise. Making guidelines is not nearly as important as sticking to the guidelines that you make. You can put it on paper, but if you're not going to follow it, it does not matter. But if you were dating and you have this set of guidelines that you decide that you're going to live by, do not be ashamed of the guidelines that you make. Parade them. When you're first discussing going out with someone, throw your guidelines out there on the front end and say that you will stick with them. Your guidelines are a part of your story, of who you are, and if someone cares about you, they will get to know your story. Here's My Story by Big Daddy Weave.
Told you my story, you would hear hope that wouldn't let go. And if I told you my story, you would hear love that never gave up. And if I told you my story, hear life, but it wasn't mine. If I should speak, then let it be of the grace that is greater than all my sin, of when justice was served and where mercy wins, of the kindness of Jesus. Freedom
for me. And if I told you my story, you would hear life overcome the grave. If I should speak, then let it be of the grace that is greater than all.
Welcome back. We're talking relationships on the Doug Dayton Show today, and my social media has been pretty active, so if you have something that you would like to say, something that you would like to chime in on, you can tweet to @DougDayton, or if you're on other platforms, you can go to DougDayton.org, and all of my social media links are in the top right-hand corner. I'd be very interested to hear what you have to say. There have been a couple tweets regarding, I guess this is from some of our younger listeners that have questions about attending a prom with someone that they do not like. And my response to you is, if there is someone that you are not interested in, but you are considering going to prom with them because someone else is pressuring you to do so, that means that you're kind of shallow if you're going to allow them to do that. If you need, if you're letting someone else influence your relationships that much, then you probably need to take some time and work on your relationship with yourself and with Jesus. Don't just date someone because someone says that you should. If you're confused about dating, I will let you know exactly what it is and what it's not. It's not something just so you won't be bored on Saturday nights. The purpose of dating is to see if you can spend the rest of your life with someone. You can put this in your pocket and take it to the bank. If you're a teenager, you have plenty of time to make this decision. You do not have to decide by the time that you're a sophomore in high school who you're going to spend the rest of your life with. I said it. I promise you, there are a lot of fish in the sea. So whenever your boyfriend or your girlfriend is trying to pressure you into making a lifelong decision, pump the brakes a little bit. It will help you more than you ever could possibly realize if you will listen to what I'm about to tell you. If you are dating someone, it does not mean that you're married to them. Beware of relationships that try to commit you like you're married before you are married. It blows me away how much commitment and pressure young people put on themselves for a relationship that they've only had for 2 months. Really, though, I can say the same thing for a lot of adults I know. They're in a relationship for a week and a half and they act like they're married. Now, on the other side of that coin, there are people that have been in a relationship for 5.5 years that have 2 kids that are still acting like they're dating. So you need to bring balance to the force. A lot of times when someone tries to take your commitment to the married level, the next thing that they will do is try to take your physical relationship to the married level. If someone does not respect your boundaries, then they will not respect you. Destiny Jay-Z tweets, "Doug, what about true love?" My thoughts on that, the word love is abused a lot of times and people don't understand its true meaning. It is not just the feelings that you get when you go on a date with someone. It's not the feeling that you get when you kiss someone. True love means to nourish and to protect. True love is not selfish. True love does not put yourself before the needs of the person that you're dating. So here's a revelation from the Lord. If it's true love, you will not have to rush it. And my advice to most people is that there is not a law that says that you have to be married within 30 days of starting a relationship. I'm going to air out a dirty little secret. A lot of times, the people who always think that they have true love are just afraid to be alone. They don't use wisdom in who they choose to allow themselves to develop emotions for. Proverbs 4:23 puts it this way, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it's the wellspring of life." Speaking of relationships, let me talk to you about the most important relationship that you will ever have, and that is your relationship with God. If you would like to know more about developing a relationship with God, go to DougDayton.org and click on the Life tab, and there's a lot of great information there. Thanks for hanging out with me today. God bless you and have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Doug. What a great show. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Please visit our website. You can connect with us on social media, submit prayer requests, and find more information about Doug and the show at www.dougdayton.org. That's www.dougdayton.org.
Hey there, this is Doug Dayton, and I just wanted to personally thank each and every one of our 87.7 The Fountain listeners for making The Doug Dayton Show the highest rated, most listened to debut program in the history of the station. I also want to thank you for making us the number one show on 87.7 The Fountain. And if you're looking for a place to advertise, this is great soil to sow your seed into. If you have any questions, Robert would love to chat with you about that. Feel free to give him a call at 806-786-8420. That's 806-786-8420.